88.9 Shine FM. Always love this time of the day on Wednesday mornings. It's Parenting Moments with Kimberly Eckert. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Daryl.
So, Kimberly, we continue with the top 10 insights from the science of a meaningful life for 2019. We've talked about gratitude, and we've talked about all kinds of, we've talked about forgiveness. What have you got for us today?
Well, we now are going to talk about how cheerful people are more willing to tackle social problems. The quest for happiness has often been seen as sort of self-absorbed, but new research published in the Journal of Positive Psychology disputes this narrative. It turns out that happier people may care more about contributing to important causes and have more energy for doing so. In one experiment, researchers recruited University of Virginia students after the violent Unite the Right rallies in 2017. After measuring the students' happiness and level of concern about the rallies, the researchers offered them a chance to sign up for an on-campus group fighting against racism. Those who reported being happier showed more concern about the rallies and were more willing to sign up to fight racism going forward. There's a naive belief out there that maybe we shouldn't be focused on making people happier or increasing their well-being because they won't be motivated to do anything, is a comment that was stated by research lead Kushlev. But our findings suggest the opposite. Being happier links to more action, not less. Happier people were more likely than unhappy ones to have done something in the past and intend to do something again in the future. In other words, they become more socially involved. These findings counter the prevailing wisdom that suggests negative emotions are what drive social action. Instead, being cheerful may give us the fuel we need to do good in the world. And this reminds me, Daryl, of the Bible verses about a cheerful heart is good medicine. And specifically, Proverbs 15:13 says, a glad heart makes a cheerful face, but by sorrow of heart the spirit is crushed. So again, in this time when we are keeping social distance and having to spend a lot more time at home, I really encourage us to work hard on developing a cheerful heart, modeling that to our children, and showing them very specific ways that we can take social action to care for those people who have to self-isolate.
Be shiny, happy people. Kimberly, if folks are struggling with being shiny, happy people, how do they get a hold of you at the Eckert Center?
Well, they can come to us via our website at eckertcenter.com and click the Contact Us button. I encourage them to check out our online video counseling that's available right now. And also, we have online academic coaching available for families. And they can, of course, call us at 403-230-2959 and leave us a message, and we'll get back in touch with them.
And they can call us right now for a free consultation for caller number
5.
Caller number 5, 403-276-8888. As always, thanks, Kimberly.
Thank you, Daryl.